Hey everyone, it's Andy Kay and Robbie LaFaro back for another episode of the Just Do No. Go again, please.
Don't think, just do. You can tell there is no thinking with Andy.
Man, I'm literally scrolling my Instagram and I will stop that immediately. Saw a cute dog video. So we wanted to talk about toxic people, whether it's toxic people in the workplace, your colleagues, your friends, family, loved ones. So I wanted to ask you, Robbie, what's your experience been like as a business owner, a leader, someone above? Well, I mean, you're involved in culture as well, but someone who oversees culture.
The biggest challenge I've ever faced in running a business is how to deal with the culture of the business. And I find the bigger we get, the harder that challenge becomes. But if I've learned anything, it's that one toxic person, one negative person can ruin the entire business. And it sounds like I'm being dramatic, but it genuinely is like that. I've noticed when the culture's good, when everyone's happy, when everyone's working hard, business is up. Like, and there's a noticeable difference in the numbers.
Right.
When everyone's miserable or if they're negative or whinging and bitching and all that, business is down. It's really clear that culture directly impacts the figures. And I don't know if that's more related to sales businesses where you've got a big sales team, because obviously if there's negativity in your sales team, they're probably going to underperform.
It's very true.
I don't know how that impacts other businesses, but I'm sure it would. And I think it's just important anyway. But culture generally, I find you got to take responsibility. So me as the leader, I am ultimately responsible for the culture. And if the culture is bad, if there's negative vibes, if it just feels off, that's my fault. And if culture's good and everyone's positive, that's on me too. So I have to take responsibility first above all else, which I do. And I see a lot of other business owners that make excuses. They blame other people or they say, oh no, but it's just that these stupid staff, they don't appreciate it. They're underappreciated. They're ungrateful. They say all this sort of thing. And I say, no, that's you, dude. That's your fault.
Yeah.
You need to be better. And you can't blame external sources, because when you're in business, there's always people trying to screw you over, trying to take you down. That will always happen. So you can't blame that and say, oh, there's people trying to talk to my staff and tell them you haven't got it good, or there's people trying to steal my staff to go to work elsewhere. Yeah, no shit. That means you have good staff. You need to work harder, right? You need to be better to keep them. Otherwise, you will lose them and you deserve to lose them. So if you're a business owner and you're wondering about how to keep your culture good, take responsibility first. But then the next thing I've noticed is one bad person really does make such a negative impact on the entire business. And I've recently decided that the minute I get any kind of gut feel that somebody's going to be negative or be toxic or be bad for culture, I just got to get rid of them. There's just, it doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter how many properties they're selling, how good of an agent they are, how much money they're making for the business, they got to go.
But it doesn't even matter in which, like where they work in the business, right? Mm. Could be sales, could be admin, could be here, could be there. Who cares? Because we all interact with each other and we're all part of that one big culture.
Yeah. And I guess this is more of a question for you, Andy. Quite often, people in the business treat me differently to how they would treat their colleagues. I don't often see the worst in people. If that makes sense, I know that's a terrible thing to say, but when somebody's being toxic, when they're gossiping or bitching or whinging about stuff, obviously that's going to have a negative impact on those around them. But I don't always see it, because it's not like they gossip or whinge or bitch about me to me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Or about their colleagues to me, because I'm the boss. It's just not what they do. So I guess you would have seen it more so.
Yeah. You see people at the end of when, you know, they've just become the shittest person ever, right? You see them when it's time to fire them, right? Mm-hmm. If they're that toxic person, if they've won bad apple, blah, 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 spoils a bunch, all that sort of stuff. You see it at the end, where us colleagues and colleagues of that person, we see it from the start. We see the whole journey. And then it's, and a lot of people won't call the bullshit out. A lot of people won't say, even to the boss or to other colleagues or even directly to that person, hey, you're being a piece of shit. What are you doing? Like, why are you doing these negative things? And why are you making this person feel shit? And I think, like, with our culture, we banter a lot.
Yeah.
So it's not about, like, you know, fire that toxic person who's bantering heaps. It's like, fire and get rid of and call out that toxic person who's making others feel shit around them, who's always like this black cloud. If you can expect negativity from someone before you even talk to them, or you can expect a bad feeling in your gut when you talk to someone, that's a shit person. Like, you got to get rid of that person. Yeah. And absolutely, like, I'm a little bit different in the sense that if I come across one of these people, I tell them straight up.
You're often how I know that these people are here.
Yeah. I'll just storm in. I'll be like, hey, this is not good. This is not a good part of the petri dish of culture, right? Mm-hmm. This is not good. This shit's going to spread. This will happen. That'll happen. And we got to think about this.
And you've heard me say this to the team on many occasions. We all benefit from a good culture, 100%. Right? And this is the same in any industry, in any business. Every person in the business will benefit when the culture is good. So then we are all responsible for the culture. And I say to the team, you can't whinge and complain that the culture is negative, or that there's negativity in the workplace or anything like that.
Yeah.
If you hear negativity and you do nothing about it, if you see somebody or hear them gossiping or spreading rumors or that sort of thing, you have to stop it. You have to make an effort to stop that from happening.
So you're saying, right? Everyone plays a part.
Everyone plays a part. And just because you're not the one spreading rumors, if you know they exist and you're doing nothing about it, then you're just as bad, right? You're not actually helping the culture. If somebody is whinging to you, now, sometimes people just need to have a vent and there's nothing wrong with that, right? Totally. Sometimes you have a bad day, your boss pisses you off, whatever. I'm sure I pissed a lot of people off. If that happens, that's fine. If they're just having a vent, they're having a whinge, everyone needs that. But you know when it gets too much, when somebody's just whinging for the sake of whinging, when they're making excuses, they're whinging because their results aren't as good as somebody else's and they need to make excuses and they need to bring that person down to their level instead of rising themselves up to their level.
Yeah.
I see that so often. So if you don't stop that person and say, hey, listen, I'm really not interested in this. I really don't want to know. If you've got a problem with such and such, you need to bring it up, right? Or you need to take it to management. You need to say something about it if there's an issue. Don't whinge and complain and tell all your colleagues about it, because that's just going to cause problems within the business.
It'll just exacerbate the problem.
Yeah. There's people that just love drama. They just want to be in drama, right? And if you see somebody like that, you need to stop them. You need to tell them to stop. And if you don't want to confront them yourself, then you need to be the one that goes to management and tells them.
Yeah.
If management does nothing about it, get out of that workplace.
Yeah, literally.
Leave. Don't suffer in silence. Leave.
That's really important.
But when my staff, and honestly, Andy, quite often it's you that does this, but if one of my team comes and says, hey, such and such is being really negative, they're causing drama, they're spreading gossip, whatever, then I go and talk to that person. And look.
Are you saying I'm the team rat, Robbie?
If any of my team are listening, Andy's the snitch.
Yeah, watch out, I'm the snitch. But in all fairness, before I've come to you, I've usually ruined that person's negativity. And I've tried to fix it.
Yeah.
I've tried to empower them, to bring them up. Yep. I've had a word to them. And if they're still being a piece of shit, don't like it.
And look, it's not just you, Andy. Like everyone, I think in our business, we really do have a great culture. And nobody likes a negative person. Nobody likes a drama queen. So people try to come and resolve it by coming to me and say, hey, Robbie, you need to talk to such and such or do something because they're causing a lot of issues. So then I go and talk to them. And I try to resolve it. And quite often it could just be that they're just having a rough time at home, or there's an issue with their relationship, or they're really struggling at work and they need help.
Yeah.
Right. And so had somebody not come and pointed this out to me, maybe I would not have had the opportunity to try and help this person. And I try to help. But at some point you got to look after the business before the individual, right? Yeah. And look after the team over the individual. And sometimes you just can't help that person and they just keep spreading issues or negativity or gossip or rumors or whatever. And you just have to let that person go. And as a business owner, if you're too afraid to let go of a person who's causing that kind of drama or negativity, you're not going to have a very successful business.
And you're as bad as that person. You're allowing that toxicity to spread in the culture.
Yeah. Well, I've seen other business owners that are genuinely scared of such a person.
Crazy. Right?
Not physically, or at least I hope not, but they're scared of that person because they don't know how that person will react. Or they're afraid, oh, they're going to sue me if I fire them because they're negative. Honestly, the lawsuit will cost you less than the negative culture does.
Yeah.
As terrible as that sounds, I'd happily remove somebody from my business if they're going to cause damage to my business because they're being negative or spreading rumors or gossip and causing the rest of the team to decrease their productivity.
Yeah.
That's going to cost me a lot more than whatever lawsuit they throw my way. And they never do.
Yeah, it will. And I mean, you're coming at it from a business ownership perspective. But I think, guys, what's really important to remember is we're at work for 8 hours minimum a day. You're spending more time at work with people that you've never known up until you started that job than you're spending with your family or with your friends, that sort of stuff. I don't want to work in a shit workplace. I don't want to work in a workplace where I got to watch out for this person walking past me or imagine scenarios in my head of what they're going to say. I ain't got time for that shit. You know what I mean? If you don't have enough balls standing up and talking to that person saying, hey, mate, you're acting like a piece of shit, do something else about it. Don't just let it happen, guys, because it's only going to affect you. It's only going to affect you. And I can safely say that the environment and culture that I work in is the best I've ever worked in, and everyone pretty much agrees. really, because we get rid of bad people really, really quickly.
I say this quite often. We don't have a good culture. We have a high-performance culture.
Yeah, true.
And everyone here, I would say, is very friendly with each other. They like each other. They hang out outside of work. But we're not here to have fun and make friends and go partying and that sort of thing. We're here to work.
True.
Right? We're here to succeed. We're surrounded by hustlers and people who are currently grinding because they want to achieve something. They want to succeed. And as a business owner, that should be the type of business that you're trying to create. You want people that feel empowered when they come to work. When they come to work, they feel like they could be anything and they can be surrounded by other people that are going to push them to be better. And people that want to be part of that will do whatever it takes to be part of it. And people that don't want to be part of that are really, really quick to find their way out of that sort of environment. And they stand out, right? Totally. And it's really easy to identify somebody who doesn't belong, you know, who isn't currently grinding and trying to achieve something.
That's all good and well talking about the workplace and toxic people within the workplace, colleagues and employees and blah, blah, blah. And we're certainly not relationship coaches or family coaches or anything, but I suppose, guys, it can extend to the home life as well. Like you can have a toxic partner, you can have a toxic, I don't know, family member that is the reason for you not feeling good at work, and then you could be bringing that into work. And
I genuinely believe too, you have to take responsibility for your own choices. And if you're in a position where you're surrounded by toxic people, or if you have even just one toxic person in your life and you don't do anything about it, then that's on you.
Question.
Mm.
You're a business owner.
Yes.
And you manage adults, right? You're an adult babysitter, essentially. Mm. Do you ever have employees come to you saying, oh, you know, I've got like a toxic girlfriend or a toxic boyfriend or, you know, toxic family member? How involved should you get in that? Like, what advice should you be giving? Because I guarantee there's going to be other business owners like, oh, you know, I know old mate's got so much potential, but he or she's not performing well because of that sort of shit. What do you do there?
That's a really tough one. It's really hard because it's not your place to get involved in somebody's personal life.
Right.
I always start by saying, do you want to talk about it?
Right.
Because if they don't want to talk about it, I'm not going to pry. If I know that that's the issue, I try to find a way to bring it up and I say, look, is everything okay at home? Is there something that...
But if they're telling you, let's say they're telling me. Like, hey, Robbie, I've got a missus. She's always, you know, busting my balls for this, this, and this. I'm not happy, all this sort of stuff. And then I just, what do you say?
Andy, do you want to talk about it? Do you want me involved? Do you want me to give you my opinion or my advice? And Andy, look, I got to tell you, as a single guy, I'm probably not the right person to be giving you relationship advice. But look, I'm happy to give you my perspective. Sometimes it helps to just talk.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk?
Let's communicate.
Right? Should we go and grab a coffee and just chat? And we'll talk. And it's funny. I've been the relationship counselor for so many people in my business. I've been a therapist. True. I've been all of those things because I care about my people genuinely. And I just give them my honest opinion, my honest advice if they want it. And absolutely. I don't get offended if they don't take my advice. Sometimes I can see that somebody's in a toxic relationship.
Yes.
I'll say, look, as long as you're physically safe, then it's none of my business. I can't get involved at all. If you're not physically safe, then yeah, we really should be talking about this, or you should be talking to someone about it. But if you don't want to talk to me about it, fine. If you want to talk to me about it, I'm all ears and I'm happy to chat and I'll give you my opinion, my advice. But I can't also be offended if you don't take my advice.
True.
And if you don't, then it's your life to live and I can't get involved where I shouldn't be. And often it just takes time. And most issues that people have will resolve themselves with time.
And or communication, the person, right?
Yeah. Or the person will eventually just make the right decision
anyway.
And I think genuinely they'll be grateful that you were there. They will be grateful that you at least gave them the time or the advice or the guidance or whatever it was, whether they took your advice or not. And I think that's what matters.
Okay, guys. Well, we've had a blast having a chat about toxic people and why you should punch them in the face. No, just joking. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Thanks very much. See you guys.